We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the Mishnah on top of Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Hamakabel Soda Mechaveiroi Lishonim Mu'otis. If someone is Makabel a field, Rashi says we're talking about a Chayker. Someone is Chayker for exact amount, and it's less than 7 years. So now, in such a case, he's basically renting it, and you can't deplete the Koyach of the field if you're only renting it for a few years. And therefore, lo yizra'en apishtan, you should not plant flax, because flax depletes the koyach, the water and whatever it is, it takes a lot out of the field, and therefore ruins the field. So lo yizra'en apishtan. Ba'im le'bekaris shikma. And also, karis shikma are these trees that don't produce pears, but you can make great beams out of it, very good beams, strong beams. But it takes 7 years for it to grow. So if you don't have 7 years, you're not allowed to cut down those karis shikma. We gotta leave it. But kiblam and ozayin shonim, shonim shonim is gonna pishton. If you mekabel for 7 years, so the first year you can plant pishton, because now you give it back, it'll be ready over past 7 years. Yes, the karis shikma, the same thing is, you have 7 years to plant these trees, so therefore you're allowed to take those strong trees that produce beams every 7 years, you could use that. If it's less than 7 years. Now, Rashi speaks out that if it would be a kablonis, Rashi says, it wouldn't be a shiloh, because I don't care if it depletes the field. The mice was splitting the profits, so who cares? Again, this is Rashi Shitasa, it says it before, the Arashan will argue and hold that, here, I didn't tell you to do that, it's Mehecha Tesi, you could do that, but that's what Rashi says, it's third line from the top. Whoever wants could plant, because the Bailam is chaylik, and therefore you could plant. Al-Kapanam, our Mishnah is saying that if you're a chaylik of less than 7 years, you cannot do any of this stuff. Zog the Gemara, Amar Bai. In a case where you took the field for 3-4 years, and Lamaisa, you enhanced the kairos shikma, you made it grow better, you watered the field very well, and you did work around it. Lamaisa, those trees that don't give pears, those kairos that you get out of his beams, Lamaisa, those trees got healthier under your watch, and you want to take some of the profits because you're a renter and you took pears of the field, but you didn't take anything in the kairos shikma. You want to be compensated for that. So I'm gonna buy a kairos shikma, ain loy b'shvach shikma liyeshla. You can't cut down the tree, but you do evaluate how much better it got from since I took it, and you get paid that much money. You can take that much money. Rav Amar, I feel with shvach shikma nami einloi. You don't get even in the shvach shikma, you get nothing. And what's the machlokes? So Taisus explains that it's pashut. Both of I and Rav took on a case where when you took this field, there was a das that you wanted those kares shikma. So what's the shaila? You wanted, you know, the shvach of the kares shikma. So what's the shaila? Machlokes, is that called peiris or not? The loch is a chayker, doesn't get anything from the gufa karka, only gets peiris. So is that a kairos shikma, which means these trees, the sycamore trees, get bigger, is that called peiros or not? So Taisus says, Taisus Teich Dvarav, on top Taisus, you see the third line, he says, the davka v'shvach shikma, the leka peiri, it doesn't have peiros, ela shvach the gidol anofim, ka'amar ba'id yeshloi, the entire nachis. But he says, but Rava argues, doesn't speak this out, but Rava tells me something else, we'll talk about it soon, but Rava argues, and holds, it's not called peiros, and therefore you get nothing. Someone was makabel a field from his friend, and it came time to leave. Shamala, you evaluate the value. My love, what shamala mean? My love, shamala is shvach shikma. You evaluate how much the trees are worth now. If they got any better, marloi shamala yarka v'silka. You evaluate how much the vegetables and the silka, or the leeks or beets, are worth. Freight the Gemara, the payers he takes with him. That's his. Yarkov Zilanekar, Vidishkal, let him take it with him. Let him be Oikarit, uprooted, and take it with him. The Gemara, Loy Motu Yemeshuka. The case was here that he didn't want to take it. He didn't want to take the payers yet. Why not? Because there's no refrigeration those days. And even today, it's very hard to keep vegetables fresh. And the Yemeshuka is only a few weeks away. But his lease is up. So he wants to just leave it here and get paid for it. And you'll take care of it. So that's the halacha, that's shamala. You evaluate how much the value is right now, and he takes that value. He doesn't want to cut it now, so you could do that. But it's not talking about Kurdish shikma, so it's not a riot to the shayla. Toshma is trying to be no riot. Toshma, we're going to bring down this braisa and slim down the braisa, and then come out with a kasha on rava. Toshma, ha-mekabu sod mechaver v'giyah shviyas. You mekabu a field from your friend, and lemaisa reach shviyas. So shamalai. It sounded like from the braisa, what happened by shviyas is you got to give it back. Even though you have a rental for around 10 years, shviyas is mafkia. So the loch is, shamalai, you evaluate the value and give it to him. Right tomorrow, I understand what you're talking about. Shviyas mika mafka ara. Shviyas is not mafkia, the ara. Ela ima, the Gemara says, makabu sod mechaver vigiyas yoivel. he was makabel a field and it reached yovel shamalai. So you evaluate the value of what's on the field. The only thing that yovel is mafkia is only something that would be sold forever. Kum yovel says no, can't be sold forever. But kablonis is never a sale. All it was a rental. There's no such thing as yovel on a rental. So tzmisa marachmana. It's only have yovel by something that's tzmisas. Ela ima will change it. Like keach sodom mechaver. Someone buys a field from his friend, and by yovel goes back. Vegir yovel, and he gives it back with a bunch of peiris, a bunch of trees on it. So shamala, you evaluate how much it's worth, and you're paying for it. Vechite ima hachinam shamala biyarka v'silka. Here's just about yarka v'silka. Talking about yarek and vegetables and beets. Silka v'yarka v'yovel hefkeru. It's hefker. There's no value to it. So it makes sense to say shaman. So elalav shvach shikma. It says clearly here, when I buy a field and I cultivate the field and I help the trees grow and everything, I'm giving it back now. You pay me for how much the shikma got better. It's a klar shamaloi. It's a kashan rava. Just like you say about lekech, why should lekech be different than a kabbalah? Same thing. That I enhanced your sycamore trees and you got to pay me for it. So it's a right to buy it. That's called Paris. My answer is no. Targum Abayi with the Rava, Shani Hasam, that it's different. Kicha is when you buy something, it's different. Doma Krava, Yotza, Mimker Bayis. Memker Chayzer, Shvach in a Chayzer. We'll explain this a little better, but what we're saying is that what goes back with Yevo is only the Bayis, and not the Shvach. But Nigmar Mine, learn out from there to us now, because the Shvach is going to go back, so maybe by a Chayk, you keep the Shvach also. My answer is Hosom's Vina Malyu Vyoyev of Gata Malka. There really it's a good sale, Vyoyev of Gata Malka. And Rashi explains what the word means. The answer is like this: someone who buys a field, the thing is his. It's his legamri, it's mamish his. So those sycamore trees that he enhanced were his trees, actually. The mamish his trees. Comes the Torah and says, Yoivul is mafkia's property from him. So aim by Elachidushoi. The Torah is only mafkia, what it says is mafkia. And that's the field. But anything else you get, even though maybe it's not called Shvach Peris Mamish, not called Peris, even if it's called Guf, but it's still better. Why? Because who owns the Guf right now through Tol Yoivim? He really owns the Guf. He really owns the Guf. The Afkata the Malka makes it leave. The Afkata Malka is only on the property. And now, but the Shvach I get to keep, and that's my Shvach. You got to pay me the Shvach. That's the Marzah. Marzah. Hosham Zvinim Ayu of a Yoivim Afkata Malki. He gets, for sure he gets the Peris. Sure, he gets the Paris. Plus, he gets the Paris. That wasn't a Shiloh. Shiloh was even the enhancement of the sycamore trees he gets, even though that's maybe not called Paris for Rava, still here it's better because he gets even the Gufa Karka, whatever the Torah says he's allowed to keep. But the Torah only says the Miyam to Memka Bais. Only the Bais goes out. Right, the Paris is Hefker. That's why he couldn't say Shaman on that. That's true, the Paris is Hefker, but that's a tight Shaman. But of course, he gets everything that's not Hefker, everything that's possible to get, he gets. And besides, for the Bais and the Karka itself, it goes back. So the Maravatra, a papa kabbal aralas pasta, a papa was makabal a land, he was choker a land in order to plant a spasta. Lemaisa, kotru bo tali. Lemaisa, trees grew there. He was, you know, looked like he was a lucky guy. He planted a spasta. Lemaisa, so trees grew there. Kikumastalik, when he was leaving, the papa was leaving the property, Amalu, Havlu Shvacha. Lemaisa, I paid for my rent, my spasta, but now I'm leaving you some good trees here, some good palm trees. I want my palm trees. I want some money for those palm trees. Amalu, that's what he wanted to say. Amalu, Rav Sheshab, Reid, Rav Idar, Papa. So Rav Sheshab, Reid, Rav Papa said, Ela Miata, you can tell me now that Diklov Alam Achinami, the boy Yamar Shvachi, you tell me if you moved in and there was these palm trees and now it got fatter, you think you're going to get it? You think you're going to get that profit? There, when someone goes into a property and it has palm trees, you're going in to get the dates. You don't care about getting fatter. So therefore, getting thicker trees. There was no daita. But here, I went down, I'll das that. I went down, I'll das those trees. So and it came up on its own. So what Tosis explains, if you see Tosis, top Tosis, El Miata Dikla of Olam Hakanami, the Boy Mar Shvacha Balim Sadekel, Havada Fila Baya Lestai, the Davka Bashach Shikma, the Leka Peri El Shvach, the Gila Nofim Kama Bay, the Yeshloi Dadayu Nachas, Havada Lima Sadekel Nachas, Hakanami, so his Taina was in the Kasha, Marle Nachas Daita Tali, El Daita Spasta, on Malay, so he answered, Hosavad Lava Daita the Hakanachas Gambras. But avano nechassin l'mashi yitzmiach hakarka. Dainu aspasta ve'ot samu kaimoy. He says, I came down, l'mai say, anything that's in a grove. And instead of aspasta, grew some palm trees. I went to that also. He's standing here, you're right about myself. But and he also took up room in the aspasta. We'll see the Gemara in a second. Took up some room from the aspasta. I had plans to anything that grows here. And therefore, the Gemara is tining, or the Rav Shesha Brei, Rav Idi, Rav Papa is tining, that I want the shvach. I want the shvach. So he says back to him, so Malay, he says that kabaya. Don't know where I'm living. Kaman, third wide line. Kaman kabaya. You tell me like kabaya. We don't pass a kabaya. Kaman kabaya. Don't mashvach shuk miyashloi. No, it's more than no. Filatame karava. Hasom less they pseida. Hachi ikab pseida. If you see Tosfos explains this Gemara. Kaman kabaya. Look Tosfos. The other rava dama b'shvach shuk miyloi. Afigav the ikal lemei madai to hachi nachis. So it can't be like rava. Mashani. Filatame karava. Hasom. There is no pseida. Here is a pseida. Some of my pseudo, what was the pseudo of you having those trees? Yoda da aspasta, because I could have planted aspasta. He says, if that's the case, shkol yoda da aspasta, vizil. So here, I'll give you aspasta. You want to have the value of those trees, that's expensive. I'll give you some animal food. Amalei, no, I would have planted, not kurkuma rishka rabbi. That space where those trees came, I would have planted garden saffron, which is expensive. Amalei. If that's the case,
punk there,
didn't do it. Yeah, it's a little schwer. It's a little bit schwer. They're showing me actually talk about it. So Amalei, Golas Adaitcha, the Lamishko Vesluke Avata. If that's the case, you plan on planting something that you can take along with you. Shukal, Shukurkumar, Rishk Vazal, Eilachal Be'etzim Avat. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, which means like this, that if you already nachas, that you weren't going to, that you wanted to just have something to take with you, then you only get the value of those trees. The how much it worth for firewood, something I can take with me, but you don't have the value of live palm trees as a bigger value, which is what the Gemara is tiny over here. It's a little bit of a shvara Gemara, but according to Rashi, that was tiny back to him. He says, if that's the case, Lamaisa, you didn't plant the saffron, and you said you would have planted something that you could take with you, therefore, only giving you the value of eitzim that I can take with you, which is the eitzim of that. So bottom line is, what we do come out from this Gemara is that Rava will agree that B'mokim Pseida, you will get something. But by the case of the Kairos Shikma, there was no Pseida there involved. That was there from before. It was not you weren't going to plant anything anyway there. And there, it's not called Pairos, therefore you don't get it. But in the case where it is a Pseida, where it took up space, where I can plant something else, then you will get something. What do you get? That's the Gemara's discussion here, how much you will get exactly. He one time, you only get Aspasta. He says, I want to get garden saffron. He says, Maisa, you get the value of the bait.
You get, how does
the
bait come to this?
Because maybe this is a way of saying something they could take with you. Something that's detach, cut down. And here, the trees, live trees are worth much more. They're going to be there for a while, they're going to produce pears, they have a much bigger value. But he's saying he was going to plant something that was take with him. That's why, that's a time. Look at the Mukhi Yosef here. So there's this Kasha, there's some going Rashi's Pshat, which keep it simple. But I know Shayim do have problems with Rashi's Pshat. One of them is your problem. Zog tomorrow, right? Rabbi Rabbaya Kabul Aro. He was Makabala land, Vahadale Mishunisa. And he made a fence around it out of sand. He made a little pile around the property to protect the property. And Vahiyayoim, something grew there. All of a sudden, he had now good fertile sand there. And what grew? Trees, Zardosa. It's called Oizdrin, much of the English word for this tree. Type of tree grew. Kiko Mistalik, when it was when he was leaving, so he was the Mekabon. He told the owner, look, I really enhanced your property here. Omalahu, Havulu Shavchoi, let me have my Shvach. We have a bunch of trees now. Rav Papa said to him, Rav Papa said from Abaya, Riba came from Abaya. Abaya was from the Meshpachas Eli HaKoyin. So he said, Vashunda, Sisu Mamuloi, you come from the family that's cut off. Amarta Mila Malaysa, he's saying these things that are cut off. I feel Rav Papa. Even Rav Papa from the sugi before, loy on my list of pseid, only by pseid. Hacha, my pseid is loch. You have no pseid over here. You're talking about here. This was the fence around it. You weren't planting there, and now punk trees grew. So gavaldik. I can tell me a bias sheet before is to get from the courage shikma. There was a daik talking nachas. Here you're not a daik talking nachas. You didn't have a havamina that you're going to have trees on the border. Here you put a border and trees grew. Gavaldik. It's very nice. But Lamai said you're not going to get them. So what does oizdrin? What are the trees?
S-O-R-B.
Sorob. Sorob. Okay. Rav Yosef, havle ahu shasla. Now, a shasla, it will be introduced to a new type of sharecropper. It's called a shasla. Shasla works completely different. Shasla, you hire a shasla to plant trees, and he works on the trees all the years, and he gets half the profits that come out of these trees, half the payers from the trees. That's what it is. He's a kablin, but a kablin usually is by year, per year. A shastla is, he comes when there's no trees planted, and he stays as long as the trees are there. They belong to him, the sickle shutav in the trees. That's what happens. The sickle shutav in the trees, and therefore he gets half the profits. A kablin is per year, and he come when trees are there, and he's just like keeping everything alive and healthy. But here, the shastla plants trees. A little bit different than a kablin, but similar to a kablin. Rabbi Yosef Havle, who's shastla? He had a shastla. Shastla are there long term. Well, the ma'aser, the guy died. The fellow died. Shachar. V'shavah chamisha chas v'nas. He left five son-in-laws. So Amar, Adahid Nachad. Until now, it was one guy. Hashta chamisha. Now it's five. It's not good. And we'll see why in a second. So Adahid Nachad, have a sam chadadi. They weren't m'sayim chanishadah, but absolutely. They're not going to give, because we have said, Hashta, Chamisha, Samcha, Adad, these five guys are going to be Samcha and Shah, they're not going to, nothing will happen. So Amalu, therefore he wanted them out. So he said like this, Ishakli Shavchayu, Mestalil Sumutu. If you take your profits and leave, good. Veloi, Mestalil Nechu, Veloi Shvacha, I'll let you go without any Shvach. The Amar Rav Yudah, Retamer Rav Hunda, Retamer Rav Nachman, Hai Shasal Shachiv, you can't be Yerus, that's Chus. Yerus Blei, Mestalil Nechu, Veloi Shvacha, you give him nothing. But in words of Lav Milsi, it's not true. This memra is not even true, because you can't just throw him out in his shvach. And Tosfos really asks, and Tosfos Rav, Tosfos Prince Dama Beis, that it's very funny to say that something never happened with a bunch of names. Pershe Vanch Loi Amar Davos Em Olam Elafchidu Amakein. That's what he says. It just scare them. V'Tema Dem Loi Amar Em Olam Lom His Kol Kach Amarayim. So he says, V'Yeshleim Adar Rav Yosi Loi Hiskel Echav Mehem. But he maybe especially just stop which one it was. But he's just trying to scare them. Really, you can't throw him out with anything. You have to pay them off. But the Rishonim do say you could throw them out because it might be causing a hafsid, but you do have to pay them. He's just trying to scare them. He said, if you leave good, I won't bring it in Torah. But if you have to bring it in Torah, we give you nothing. That's what he's saying. You know, we're just scaring them. Ahu Shasta, there was Shasta, the Amalu, he told the Balabas, Imaf Sadina, if I cause any loss, Misalkina, you're going to be able to just throw me out just like that. What happened? Hafsid. Hitaka caused the loss. Rashi explains, he caused the loss, but there's something left. There's something left, but he caused the loss. Omer Rav Yehuda, Mestalak v'Shvacha. He leaves and he doesn't get anything. He doesn't get any payment package. He's out. Rav Kana, Mestalak v'Shvacha. You can throw him out, but you have to pay him off for his half. Umoydir Rav Kahana, the Omer, if he says, Ipasidna, Mestalak v'Shvacha, Mestalak v'Shvacha. He makes it a Tanai and he says that if I cause a hefzid, cause a loss, you could throw me out without shvach, then taka goes out without shvach. Rav Amar, no, even if he says it, you don't throw him out shvach. Why? I smachti. Case was, the shastla was hired to plant trees, he planted trees, and he put a beautiful property. It was producing $100,000 worth of apples every year, and then the next 3 years, he ran the business into the ground, and now it's producing 10,000 apples. So he said, hey, I'm finished with you, go. Do I have to give you now $5,000?
No,
wait, that was a shot. Can I give you $5,000 or not? So he said, no, you can throw him out, but you got to pay him. Or not, Rav Kana says, then Rav Kana says, I'm oriented to you that if he makes a tanai in his contract, says, I'm a shasla, any loss that happens, you can throw me out without payment. So it works.
Was that the case to begin
with? No, did he make a tanai in the case?
What?
Not below shvacha. He didn't say below shvacha. He said you could throw me out, but not without shvacha. You know, that's also, it's really a lifetime job. And he said, you know, if I don't do good, you could get rid of me. But Lemaisa, here he says below shvacha. So Rav Amar, so that's Rav Kana's mind that they don't get shvacha. That was the machlekes. So, yeah. Rav Amar, yeah, scrap point. Yeah. Rav Amar, asmachtehi. It's a smachta, and you can't say that. It's a smachta loikandia. To get no money at all, it's a smachta. A guy says by a kablin, if I don't plant, and I'll pay you, and we say that's not a smachta. Don't ruin the field. So tomorrow, hasam, there makes sense that tonight. My the afsid mishal, whatever you get caused loss, you pay. My the afsid makinle. Here, whatever you lost, you're going to, you already lost your machinely, you can take a deduct. So it's really a shikl pshara, Rav is saying, that you only deduct what he caused the loss. But the rest of the stuff you give him, whatever else is, if it's not a big loss, you'll give it to him. So let's more about it. Runyo Shastila de Ravina. Stam, a fun fact that I was punk chazering Hashoyal, and there was a name Runya de also. Here it says that Runya was the end of a shikl, sorry, that says there, the name Runya, that he was watching something there. So we have Runya a few times here. It says, Evoy Afkid Kisna Be Runya, and that's how they give him one base. But anyway, same name, Runya. Okay. So have you Runya was Shasl the Ravina Hava. Absid, he caused a loss. He caused a loss to the parents. You know, he caused, he didn't water a few trees and then he died. Salke, got rid of him, threw him out. Also came the Rava. And remember here, there was no Tanai. No Tanai whatsoever. Like he was pointed out before, some kind of Tanai. He said nothing. Salke, also came the Rava. Omalei, Chazi Mark Avala, the guy came crying to Rava. Look, they threw me out of my job. They fired me. Omalei, Shapa Avad. He did good. Omalei, Allah history. They didn't warn me or nothing. He didn't make a Tanai. He didn't warn me. What are you talking about? Omalei, Lutzrichala Hasris. Rava Tameh, Dama Rava. Certain jobs are coming with this contract built in. You don't do your job, you're out. What are those jobs? Because these jobs, all the Tzara Shava is, that once you make a mistake, you can't take back that mistake. Mikri Dariki, a person who teaches children how to read, a Rebbe, who teaches how to read, Rashi says, Pseid lehadhu wash, a best document all out. You teach them to read wrong, it's over. They never can fix that. Hard to fix. Hard to fix, at least. Mikri Dardiki, Shaslo, someone who plants, if he doesn't plant the correct way, forever they're going to be suffering from the wrong type of trees. Tavcha is a Sheikhit, when he makes an Avela, there's an Avela, finished. Va'umna, that is a Moyel. He does the bad job, he's not a good Moyel, and he's pre-warned. Some say you have to have a chazaka three times. Some Hashem say, a sap and masa, and a barber. And even though the hair grows back, the Hashem speak out, since he gets embarrassed for that amount of time, you can never take back that embarrassment. Kulam kumusarim va'im dami. They're all like pre-warned. Klal the milsa kol pseida lehado kumusarim va'im dami. Any pseida that does not come back is like it's pre-warned. And therefore, the case of Runya, he was shasla, it's considered pre-warned. And some Hashem say, it's dafka, if it happened three times. But and if not, because that answers the kasha that's really bothered by everyone. That before it was talking about shasla also, and they said you have to make it tonight. So I saw the bring down from I think Rafal Shore that he answers that before it went out after one time, and here it went out three times. The pidos were showing him that say if it happens three times, then it's you're out upon him. That's what comes out, and that will be the kumisara va'im dami, and you lose your job.